Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations and Merry Christmas. It's the Sunday before Christmas, and we have a very special guest with us tonight in the studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. We have someone that's going to be on the air with us on a regular basis. His name is Doug Still. Welcome to the program, Doug.
So glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us. Doug is probably, this should be like, what's my line? Because people would have no way of guessing why you're going to be on the air on WCRI. I think it would probably be one of the last 50 to 100 guesses. You think that's true? I mean, you don't play an instrument.
No.
You're not a classical guitarist.
I actually do play guitar.
Yes, but I mean, that's not why you're going to be on this program.
No.
Okay, and let's see. You're not an actor.
No.
Okay, you're not a dancer.
Absolutely not.
You can't talk about, particularly you won't be talking about things in the arts.
No.
So I wonder if anyone in the audience has guessed by this point in time that you are an arborist.
Correct.
And I had to say that slowly to make sure everybody got it. A consulting arborist is your title now.
Yes.
And you have a podcast, which has become quite popular in a very short period of time, and is going to start airing on WCRI at the end of next month. So January 28th, which is Saturday at 9 a.m., and January 29th in the evening, Sunday night, at 9 p.m. after conducting conversations. So you and I will be like partners here. You know, I'll do a while, and then we'll give the audience a break, and then you come on again.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see you in the office.
There we go. Now, your podcast started a while ago. You're on, I believe, episode 7, or is that correct?
Yes, just completed the 7th episode, and it's called This Old Tree, and it's about heritage trees and the human stories behind them. So it's a storytelling kind of show.
Heritage trees. That's two words I hadn't heard together before.
Yeah, so it means in a town or a city, there's an old tree that may have a plaque or have some history behind it that means something to the community, whether it's well-known or not. And I've found people want to know about those. And
right.
What are the stories?
They're monuments in one way or another.
The monuments and their connections to the past. And sometimes we forget those stories. So I dig them up.
You dig them up. You did that. As a matter of fact, you asked me to do a little spot, which I was thrilled to do. And maybe we'll play that a little bit later. But people are probably wondering, well, arborist, how does one become an arborist?
Well, I have a very specific story. I was an art history major in college, and after college, I was in New York City working at a contemporary art gallery in Manhattan. But I started taking classes at the New York Botanical Garden, these continuing ed classes in botany and horticulture. And my favorite class was the one on trees and tree identification. And we would walk around the garden and learn the names of the trees and their characteristics and what they look like. And then I would go, and this is up in the Bronx, and then I would go back to my neighborhood in Brooklyn and realize just how important the trees are just to shape our world. And it's sort of, the class sort of unlocked this world for me. And so I knew the names of the trees, and I could, you know, I would drive people nuts because they're like, oh, that's a Zelkova and that's an American elm.
So I thought most of the wood in Brooklyn were telephone poles.
No, it's actually heavily canopied and beautiful. That's what, why it's, you know, it's a wonderful borough. All of them are, but that's how it all started.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out a lot more and a lot more about what the podcast is about and some of the episodes that have taken place. But you have a theme song that we're going to try to get a little music in with this today. Tell us about this song we're about to hear.
So when I came up with the name This Old Tree, I started Googling This Old Tree, you know, to see who might have used it in the past. And on YouTube, this video of a song showed up called This Old Tree by another arborist named D. Lee, and he has become a songwriter too, and I think it had 37 likes. There's 37 downloads.
Wow, that's something for the Billboard magazine.
But I loved it, and so I thought, oh, this is perfect. So I tried to get a hold of D. Lee, and he's very difficult to get a hold of. He doesn't put a phone number or an email in his website. He doesn't answer emails through LinkedIn. And somehow I eventually tracked him down after a month and a half and got him on the phone, and we've become buddies. And he's a great guy, and I love the song.
So he knows you're using this.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
All right, let's give it a listen.
This old tree, standing here for more than four centuries. Wonder what you'd say if you could talk to me about what it's like to be this old tree. Shadow and shade, kids down the block are selling lemonade. Send them down a cool breeze, a sweet cascade, tailor-made by this old tree. In 1600, you were just a seed, reaching for the sky high, waiting for a chance to take your place in the warm sunshine. Here I go, high above the place where the people grow. Leave my troubles on the ground far below, so I can get to know this old tree. Summer sparkle in your leaves. Autumn winds will bring a release. Winter calls for you to sleep. Spring returns again in green. Above the town, ships on the water spy your royal crown. Sentinel of green, 2 points off starboard bow. Homeward bound to this old tree. In 1800 you felt the thunder roll, and lightning split the sky high. Though the fire raged in the little town below, you managed to survive. With the scar upon your side, this old tree, reach out and touch a living history. Beneath my hands, an ancient mystery. How small I am by this old tree. how small I am by this old tree.
What a nice song. Got a nice feel to it, and a little James Taylor-ish kind of thing going on there.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, and he said it is from Illinois, correct?
Correct.
All right, we want to give him credit for that. And so WCRI listeners will get to hear that frequently. That's going to be your theme song?
That's the theme song, yes.
All right, so we look forward to that. Let's get back to Arborist again, because it's the kind of thing that a lot of people are not familiar with. I know that I've known you for a while now, having nothing to do with the show, but personal friends of mine and yours put us together. And we were at a party last summer, and we were sitting under this large tree, and you immediately went over and started checking it out and saying, uh-oh, this is a problem here, that's a problem there.
That sounds like me.
And it was a large tree that was in the backyard of the owner of WCRI up in Raynham. And what kind of tree was that? Do you recall? Was that a, for me, it was either pine or oak. I mean,
it's an oak tree. It's a red oak.
A red
oak. As I remember.
Okay.
And fabulous tree, probably a couple hundred years old.
And when you spot a tree like that, what was the issue? Branches that were hanging over buildings or...
There was some decay on one side, and it just needs to be watched and monitored. And sometimes you can cable the branches, and there are things you can do. But I'm all about tree preservation, and okay, that's the important thing.
And you also have, in your background, you were the arborist, I guess is the correct title, for the city of Providence for a number of years?
That's correct, for 17 years.
17 years?
Yeah.
And you're only 28. That's amazing. 17 years working in Providence, and what did that job entail?
It was a wonderful job. I worked within the Parks Department, and I managed a division of tree climbers and inspectors, and we manage all of the city-owned trees in Providence. So along the streets, in parks and schoolyards, and a lot of people don't realize that somebody's doing that. You know,
right.
we plant them. We plant about over 600 trees a year, and we inspect them and make sure that they're safe.
Now, if someone plants a tree on their sidewalk, so to speak, is that become the city's tree?
Yes, it does. We have a few people that do that, and you're supposed to get a permit. But anyway, I love that people want to plant trees and
right,
that they want them in their communities. And one thing that we found is some neighborhoods have many more trees than others, and there's an equity problem there. And we really worked hard to move things in the right direction and have trees for everybody.
Yeah. I know that you one time took a look at a tree at my house. I live on the east side of Providence, and it was kind of hanging over, and there was some parts that were hanging on the wires and stuff like that. Now, is that your responsibility to remove it from the wire? I mean, the Arborist of Providence.
We do that. The utility company also does pruning, and they have a right to go in and prune around. We had an okay relationship, but sometimes they take the middle out of trees, and people are... become very upset.
That always bothers me. I think right here where our office is in downtown, beautiful downtown Exeter, I should say, right along Route 2, if you travel north towards Shartner Farm, you'll see a whole line of trees where they look like a Y. The center is taken out of them, and the lines go right through the middle of them. And I always wonder, why do they have to do that?
Well, we want power, too. And sometimes the wrong tree was planted under the wires, and there's not a lot they can do. But on the, you know, I would talk to them prior. They would send me the schedule of what they were going to do. And we, in within the city of Providence anyway, we really reduced their standards and kept as much as the tree as possible.
And I'm sure there are trees that could be, you know, shorter, that don't grow that high.
That's right. There are smaller trees for planting under wires, or if a tree has an open form, rather than a straight trunk, you can put that under wires. So.
Now, we have some music to play today that is all tree-themed. And when I asked you to be a guest on the program, I put you to work trying to think of some songs that had to do with trees. Tell us about this next one.
Well, it's called Ombre Mai Fu, and it's from the early 18th century. It's from an opera by Handel called Circe. And that means never was a shade. And so it's sung by the king of Persia, Xerxes first, I guess. And he is just in his lush garden, and he's appreciating this plane tree.
All right, let's give it a listen. Doug, we need to get one more piece of music in before we take our first break. And this is a great trivia song. A lot of people have heard this, and a lot of people have seen the movie from which it's from or the Broadway show, but they forget that the singer was someone that's not known for singing. And that was Clint Eastwood, right?
That's right.
This is a great song for you. It's called I Talk to the Trees. Do you do that often?
Not in so many words.
No.
And this guy talks to the trees, but they don't listen to him.
Oh wow. Yes. You picked that right up from the second line of the song. All right, this is from Paint Your Wagon, Clint Eastwood singing I Talk to the Trees. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Doug Still and This Old Tree.
Talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me.
I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain. But suddenly my words reach someone else's ear, touch someone else's heartstrings too. I tell you my dreams, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see them come true. I can see us on an April night, looking out across a rolling farm, having supper in the candlelight, walking later, arm in arm. Then I'll tell you how I pass the day, thinking mainly how the night would be. Then I'll try to find the words to say all the things you mean to me. I tell you my dream, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see them come true.
This Old Tree is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino. Very happy to be sitting with Doug Still, who is the host of the new program going to debut on WCRI in about a month or so, January 28th and 29th. Will be the premiere of his show here on WCRI, and then run on Saturday and Sunday, the last Saturday and Sunday of the month, for now and for the next 82 years. He has a contract, I think.
Right? I hope so.
I think it's, what, $1 million a year for 82 years. So you're all set. You don't have to worry about money because you're now on WCRI. We enjoyed some music in that first segment. We're going to listen to other songs that are tree-related. And, you know, one of the things about trees, I mentioned at the top of the program that you asked me to do a little spot, and I did about a less than two-minute spot about one of my memories of trees, and that was from a tree from Lincoln, Rhode Island. Where my home was, and my son was growing up there, and some of his friends came over and said, "Dad, you got to see this tree out in the back." So I did my spot. I sent it to you, and you've aired it now.
Yes, this is from a segment that I call Tree Story Shorts, and we try and get listeners to submit their own stories.
And how many roughly were in that episode? Five or six?
There were, I think, eight different stories. Yeah,
8 different stories. Okay. Well, like with all stories, after I recorded it and I sent it to you, I was talking to my son, who is now 43, and saying his memory of it was different than mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, his memory is very vivid of the tree, and neither one of us knows whether the tree is actually still in the Lime Rock section of Lincoln.
It ended with a tree hug. I hope that's part of his memory.
Correct with me and him. And he thinks only one of the other friends.
Oh, okay.
And a next door neighbor. So it isn't isn't tremendously different. It's just the characters were different in the story. But I'll never forget that experience of finding that tree in the middle of the woods and having it be so large that several of us couldn't get our arms around the trunk. I mean, it was amazing.
It's a wonderful story.
Is there a lot of trees that are, you know, maybe in the middle of nowhere that we don't know about that you might know about? Or is there some way of a group that, catalogs these things?
Well, there are a lot of very large trees within the woods. Our forests are very young because they were cut over multiple times throughout European settlement. But they often left a few, usually an oak tree, to mark the boundaries of properties. And some of those trees are still out there. with all, in all their character and glory.
So that's amazing. I didn't know they would be using trees as boundaries. That's interesting. So when you find these trees, is there any kind of conservancy or people that, you know, for example, if you have a house that was built in the 1800s, you can go to the Historic Society and they'll preserve it and you can't, you know, change it or something. Is there anything like that for trees?
So what we have in Rhode Island and actually in every state, there's a champion tree program. And there's one in Rhode Island that the Rhode Island Tree Council manages. This is a program started by American Forests, which is a nonprofit organization. But they have this system of measuring large trees, and each species has its own state champion and national champion. So they are cataloged really for size.
Well, very interesting. And have you ever, when you were a kid, gotten on a tree and carved your initials?
You know, I never did that. It felt wrong.
I don't think I ever did either, but it's kind of an old story. And this next piece of music we have has something to do with that, right?
That's right. That's right. It's called The Sweetheart Tree, and it's from another movie in the 60s, The Great Race.
All right, and I think this one is going to be sung by Natalie Wood, which a lot of people remember from that movie.
They say there's a tree in the forest, a tree that will give you a sign. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree. Come and carve your name next to mine. They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for, blossoms of white will burst into sight, and your love will be true evermore.
A tree in the forest, a tree that will give you a sign. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree. Come and carve your name next to mine. They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, waiting for, big blossoms of light will burst into sight, and your love will be true evermore.
Beautiful song sung from The Great Race by Natalie Wood. And Doug, you know, on several occasions, as I have had been very fortunate to have opportunities to travel the country. I found myself out on the West Coast and in a place called Muir Woods. And mm-hmm. I'm sure you've been there, right?
I don't think I've been there, but I know about it.
Really? Really? I would think that would be a bucket list item for you.
It is. All yeah, right. I still haven't.
Well, now with the million you're getting a year from WCRI, you can make those travels, right?
That's right. I can hope to check it off my bucket list.
But Muir Woods is I believe it's a United States park where they have
right.
What kind of trees?
Redwood trees. It's north of San Francisco.
Right.
And this next song by Van Morrison, Van Morrison's Irish, I believe, but he was... when he made this album, he was living in San Francisco.
And that's how we have a song called The Redwood Tree. Now, right. One of the things that people don't know is the size of some of these things are unbelievable. And if you can imagine, there's a one of the, I think it's the tallest redwood in Muir Woods, is about 50% taller than the Rhode Island State House.
Really? It's always good to make a comparison yeah, like
not,
that.
Not a great visual.
For understanding.
All right, we'll listen to that song, then take a short break and be back with more.
Boy and his dog. Looking for the rainbow. You know what did they learn? Since that very day, walking by the river and running like a blue streak through the fields and streams and meadows, laughing all the way. And a boy and his father went out looking for the lost dog. You know what? Oh, well, haven't they learned? Since they did that together, they did not bring him back. He already had parted. But look at everything they have learned since that.
This Old Tree is the name of the new program coming up on WCRI at the end of January and will be at the end of each month from now on. This is Conducting Conversations that you're listening to now. I'm Mike Mano and pleased to be sitting with Doug Still, who is the host of This Old Tree and has been doing a podcast for a while now, and that's going to be airing on WCRI. We're pleased to have him as part of the family. And, Doug, let's talk a little bit about some of the episodes you've done. We already talked about the short stories. How about some of the others?
Well, the episode right before that was called Luna Indoors, and it was about a redwood tree in California on private land. Everyone probably, or a lot of people probably remember the woman who sat in a redwood tree for 2 years to protest the logging. Her name was Julia Butterfly Hill.
Okay.
And it features that tree, which is called Luna. They call it Luna. And it's about that incident, but also what happened afterwards. And I interview the caretaker of the Luna Covenant.
Hmm.
And something right. happens. So that's
episode 6, right?
Episode 6.
All right. So there's 5 before that. What were some of those about?
There was one called the Edison Banyan Tree. The Edison Banyan. So Thomas Edison wintered in Fort Myers, Florida, and was researching latex and imported all these plants and trees. And he
got the rubber from the...
He got this banyan tree, yeah. which... didn't work out in terms of his production, but it is one of the largest trees in the world. It spreads and it took over the estate. And there's a museum there now, and it is the main attraction at the Edison and Ford Winter Estates down there. So we talk about that tree.
Excellent. Now, these episodes that have already aired, are they going to be airing on WCRI, or are you going to be doing all different ones?
They will be airing.
Okay,
as good. Much
so
as we
we'll
can
get
do.
To hear those right here on the station. It reminds me of a tree in Florida. Another tree story. If I ever have to do another one for you, the Kapok tree, which is in near in the greater Tampa area, someplace, was a restaurant called the Kapok Tree, and it was this huge Kapok tree, which I guess is still there now. The restaurant's long gone, but it's another one of those. Things in Florida that shouldn't have been there, and somebody started it, and now there it is.
And you remember that tree?
There you go. Okay, let's kind of get to the end of the program. We have just a couple more songs to go here. This was called "Boys in the Tree." Tell us about this one.
So this is one of my favorite all-time songs. Definitely my favorite song by Carly Simon, and it's about. Her remembering being an adolescent and sort of her sexual awakening, but the hypocrisy because the boys, that's allowed for boys but not for girls, and the trees, boys in the trees is sort of a metaphor for their freedom. But one thing I love about this song is James Taylor plays guitar on this song, and it's just gorgeous, so I hope you enjoy it.
Okay.
Trees.
I have a feeling that you're going to have to be a frequent guest on Conducting Conversations, because trees is something that everyone can relate to, and a lot of people do have stories. I mean, we just talked about off-air, talked about a kapok tree in Florida, which was a huge tourist attraction when I was growing up, and there's, I'm sure, stories like that all around, and that's why your podcast is going to be so successful.
It's amazing how the stories just come out when you start talking about it. That people comes from the just your memory.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Warwick, Rhode Island, in a section of the city called Norwood, and we were, you know, typical Cape Cod house with a relatively small backyard. You know, and we had the one big maple tree right in the middle of the yard, and that was what we did. We climbed the tree. We attempted to sometimes put, you know, boards up there so we could sit and have a tree fort, you know, and that never really worked out for us. But but the tree was always the center of attention. You
know? Yeah, I grew up growing a maple tree right in the front yard. Spent a lot of time up there.
Yeah, and, you know, so I'm sure it's going to be very interesting, and want our audience to be aware that after Conducting Conversations airs at 7 o'clock and goes from 7 to 8 on Sunday nights, then there's an hour of other programming, and then Doug's program, the last Sunday of the month, will be on. It's called This Old Tree, and if you want to check it out ahead of time, there's a website they can go to, right, or a podcast page?
Yes, it's the website is thisoldtree.show, and that's the podcast website, and all of the episodes are right there to listen to.
Thisoldtree.show.
Correct.
Great. And Doug Still is his name. And Doug, will you ever have the opportunity to have people send you questions about trees?
Absolutely. My email's there. If you have a question, you know, send me an email.
Now, you're a consulting arborist. Does that mean that you would do this for a living?
I do this for a living, absolutely.
So
I'm only going to give out so much information by email.
Okay, no, but I'm saying is you can, if people have, you know, would like to hire you, they can do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. You can, I'm easy to look up.
All right, so that's another facet of what's going on here. So check it out. If you have any large trees that you're concerned with, it could be hanging over your house, they could be hanging over wires, they could be hanging over where your car is parked. I know all about that. I don't have any trees on my property, but I keep getting hit by branches from neighbors' trees. So any of those kind of questions. Well, Doug, thanks so much for being here today on Conducting Conversations.
My pleasure.
And Merry Christmas to you and all your family. It's that time of year, that wonderful time of year.
Yes, with about Christmas trees.
That's right. Now, Christmas trees, maybe they didn't come from England, but this next song is called The English Tree. Tell us about this one.
So it's by one of my favorite bands from the 80s and 90s. They're called Crowded House. Neil Finn is a great songwriter. Anyway, he's from New Zealand, and the band is from Australia. And so when they talk about English trees, it's about their sort of exotics in their garden, and it's about a memory that he has about a past broken love.
Okay, excellent. Well, once again, thanks for being here, Doug. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
English trees in my garden. Planted seeds in a faraway land, in between the palms and the succulent grove. They lose their leaves in the winter. Mark the seasons for him and for her. Once upon a time cries and she plays for him. Her chords entwined like a requiem. Though it's springtime and color is new, in Regent's Park I will mourn for you. I must be wise somehow, 'cause my heart's been broken down. It's so far to fall and so hard to climb. Nothing sadder I know.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.